This is a CHY News Update. Loaves and Fishes Community Food Bank is facing unprecedented difficulties due to financial challenges and having to make changes to this year's Christmas hamper program. Peter Sinclair, executive director of Loaves and Fishes for almost 15 years, says he has never been confronted with such a significant financial challenge. Over the last year, Loaves and Fishes has seen a 20% decrease in donations, causing the organization to take a monthly operating deficit of approximately $35,000. As financial donations continue to decline, while food security rises across Vancouver Island, Sinclair tells CHY that they are now forced to modify this year's Christmas hamper program.
I mean, that's not sustainable, and we want to make sure that our programs are sustainable so that, you know, when people need us in the future, we're still here. Because if, you know, we run out of money and we have to close the doors, then that's not going to help anyone.
In the past, Loaves and Fishes has run their Christmas food hamper by handing out gift cards valued based on household size to local grocery stores, supplemented with extra food. But with the decrease in donations this year, they'll only be able to hand out gift cards. Sinclair says every month they see about 3,000 people access their free food market in Nanaimo. But come Christmas time, they see over 5,000 people access the Christmas hamper. He says they have seen a 15-20% increase in people coming to Loaves and Fishes for food over the last year.
Over the last few months, it's been somewhat stable. But it is a jump up for sure. So when we see, you know, it climb earlier in the year, you know, it doesn't then drop back down. It kind of holds at that new high. And so we are serving more people than ever before.
This year, people can register for a Christmas hamper appointment through their website starting November 15th. While it is too late for the food bank to order additional food for the Christmas hamper, Loaves and Fishes is now issuing an urgent call for community donor support to be used to increase the gift card amounts to supplement the lack of additional food items. As well, the funds would be used to sustain other services. Sinclair says as they deal with their financial struggles, he worries more services may need to be changed or cut going into 2026 as they set to move into their new warehouse in March. This warehouse has been supported by the City of Nanaimo with a land purchase of $1.3 million. The Regional District of Nanaimo with funding of $275,000 and the Government of BC with funding of $7 million. But Loaves and Fishes is still waiting on funding from the Government of Canada. That was promised in a 2024 Fall Economic Statement.
And this is where we are hopeful that the federal government will come through with the $5 million that they have promised for this building. Because without that funding from the federal government, we will be looking at taking out a mortgage that would result in a $30,000 a month mortgage payment. And so if you combine that additional expense with the ongoing shortfall that we have right now, we would most definitely be forced to make cuts in our services. And so,
along with financial and food-related donations, Sinclair says they are also in need of more volunteers.
Our regular hamper program is going to run right through December, and that relies upon the food that we've collected getting sorted. If the food doesn't get sorted, we can't give it to people.
But Sinclair says he is still hopeful the community can come together and help support them during this time.
I mean, I hear from people every day how much they appreciate the work that we're doing. They appreciate the commitment that we've got. They appreciate our track record. And so, you know, when people know the need, you know, I'm confident that they're going to respond.
For the many ways to donate to the Loaves and Fishes Community Food Bank, visit their website at www.vifoodbank.org. Volunteer sign up and the list of shifts for the Nanaimo Port Hardy area can also be found on their website. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.